the KLRC Morning Show.
90.9 KLRC.
One of the questions that he kind of said, hey, we're actually going to do something in this realm, okay, is a hypothetical situation. You're going on vacation. Tell me about where you're going.
Okay, okay. So that's your prompt?
That's my prompt. So you guys are going to have to guess where I'm going.
Okay.
And what I'm doing.
Okay. You're going to do this in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit of Spanish. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Voy a Nueva York. Voy a...
Wait. First of all, I'm going to give you an A for effort, okay, for the passion.
Okay.
Because even if you have no idea what you're saying, if you bring that level of confidence... Who can turn you down? Okay, all right.
Okay. I'm glad you interrupted me to give me that confidence
boost. I'm telling you, that's incredible.
Because I know I'm awesome at Spanish.
Okay, all right.
Voy a Nueva York. Voy a Andor en mi bicicleta. En mi ciudad. Estoy con mi familia. Mi madre. Mi padre. En mi dos hermanas.
Okay, I think I heard New York.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, we got that right?
What am I doing in Nueva York?
Was it bicicleta?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's bike,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Rashi, you're riding your bike to New York?
Yes! Thank you, Mark!
And I see this giant buffet of food, and it was like the greatest food you've ever seen, right? This is White House food. This is not just shrimp cocktail. This is White House shrimp cocktail. And I'm like, I'm going to eat this buffet. But I had a scheduled time where we were going to meet with the president and the first lady and take a picture. And I didn't want to spill anything on my suit or tie. So I decided I'm going to wait until after we take a picture with the president. I'm going to show great restraint. I'm not going to eat toffee pudding. I'm not going to eat shrimp cocktail. I'm going to wait. We're going to take the picture, and then I'm going to go back to that buffet, and I'm going to go Golden Corral on that thing. And the White House is going to regret ever inviting me.
Ross will come to the rescue.
So I would be more than happy to help.
If you feel like you need a little help, just say, Ross, please help. And he seems very ready to help.
I've been doing this since kindergarten.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Becky, you want to get the timer
going?
Okay. All right. You have 15 seconds to make 5 farm animal sounds starting now.
Okay, chicken,
bawk,
bawk, cow, moo, pig, oink, oink, goat,
bah,
and sheep,
bah. Whoa!
With 5 seconds to spare, no risking.
That was good, and you like labeled them too.
Girl, you are efficient.
Man,
that is impressive. Was there anything that you would have done that she didn't do?
Moo! That's a cow stubbing its toe.
Thank you for not asking Ross to help.
Thanks, Brittany, for saving us.
You made a good call.
Yes, you're welcome.
I hope you enjoy farmland adventures. That's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
Because if there was something that we all had in common, it was that we had all at some point turned to the bottle to help numb the emotions of this horrible experience that we were having to work through. Gratefully, the Lord had started to prepare my heart a year ago.
Yeah.
And one day said, you're not going to drink anymore. It wasn't a special occasion. It wasn't a special day. It was just like, that was the last one. Had the Lord not prepared my heart a few months earlier, I am very confident my husband would have had to put me into a facility. There's no way I would have gotten through this last 7 months of my life before joining KLRC had it not been for the Lord setting me up in the fall for what was to come.
90.9 KLRC. The other night, I did something that I don't think I've ever done in front of a mirror. Now, I don't know about you, but usually when I'm in front of a mirror, I'm nitpicking myself. Like, I see a hair that really needs to be plugged, or I see that my makeup's smudging, I gotta fix that, or I see a new wrinkle forming. Wow, that hasn't been there before. And I just gravitate towards all the things that I wish I could change about me. But the other night, we have this floor-length mirror in our bedroom, and I was just sitting cross-legged in front of it. I was looking myself in the mirror, and I said, God, thank you for loving me just as I am. I don't think I've ever said that to God before while looking at myself in a mirror. And you know what it felt like? It felt like a big bear hug from God saying, I love you just as you are. Oh, I'm so glad that he takes us. And what we would consider flaws or maybe just things that we wish we could change, man, he still takes us even then.
90.9 KLRC. I think it was Solomon that wrote, there's nothing new under the sun. And I found this letter written by my great-grandma Marie back in the late 1800s. And she was sharing with someone that my sister and I, we heard that if you drink a super cold glass of water first thing in the morning, it's great for your health. At the time, she lived in Winnipeg, Canada. So just imagine it's winter time, jumping out of bed in a cold house, running to the kitchen, starting a fire, getting a cold glass of water, running back and giving one to your sister, one for you, and downing it. Woohoo! That would be so cold. And what made me laugh even more is she said, I don't think it's really doing anything, but we're trying it anyway. I think of a lot of health fads nowadays that are pretty similar to that. We don't know if it's working, but we'll try it anyway.
Welcome to 90.9 KLRC. We're Kara and Robert.
Has anyone else felt a little bit overwhelmed?
My hand's up.
This week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it's, yeah. Let's be honest, just daily life and our own lives is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But then, because of the way, like, the world is so connected.
Yeah.
We are dealing with everyone else's overwhelm on top of that, mm-hmm. like in the entire world. And that's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't feel like I'm coping very well. And a lot of people aren't right now. So just thought it would be good to take a minute and pause and ask for God's help.
Let's go.
Because that's what we're supposed to do, mm-hmm. right? And that's why he's there. So I love this liturgy. It's from Douglas McKelvey in Every mm-hmm. Moment Holy. And it's called A Liturgy for Those Flooded by Too Much Information. Mm-hmm. In a world so wired and interconnected, our anxious hearts are pummeled by an endless barrage of troubling news. Mm-hmm. We are daily aware of more grief, O Lord, than we can rightly consider. You know, sometimes Robert and I like to do a little bit of a theater of the mind, mm-hmm. you might say. He and I are also nerds, if you didn't know.
All the way through.
We like all the nerdy movies like Lord of the Rings and some of those things. And so I was just feeling a bit of an adventure today, Robert.
Ooh, I love adventure.
I don't know if you're feeling this with me, but I'm going to go with it. All
right. I'm in.
So the adventure today, we're gathering our fellowship.
Ah, the fellowship.
To go on the adventure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this fellowship in particular, there are some amazing people. They come alongside and they're like, yes, we want to keep the radio going. We want to be a part of what God's doing at KLRC.
Love it.
On the air. We want to share hope in Jesus. Yes!
Yes!
And so I'm just picturing, you know, one of them comes up and they're like, you have my bow.
Oh, you know it.
And then one is like, and you have my axe. And well, you have my sword. So who are they? Who
the
is our fellowship?
Fellowship of the radio.
There it is!
Donna says, out of Fayetteville, by the way, you have my bow.
Yay!
8 years of it.
Thank you.
And counting. Mm-hmm. Also, Jason and Gina from Farmington, they joined in and said, you have my sword.
Thank you.
My sword is with you for more years to come.
Thank you so much.
Also joining our fellowship, John and Valerie from Westville. 21 years
wow.
of continued support.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, you shall pass with my staff.
Thank you for your faithful fellowship.
Fellowship.
Of the radio.
The radio.
We're so grateful you put up with us and laugh with us. And thank you for making it all possible.
We appreciate you.
I think I am ready.
All right, here we go. Go. A jet boat. A faraway cow. Cow on a train.
No.
Okay. something with water. It feels like it's okay. A vacuum.
Yes.
You
got it when I started picking up stuff, didn't you?
Yes.
You were like, I know what that sound is. When you start getting stuff, you're like, that's the good stuff. Good job.
That was good.
Good job. I was like, oh no, he said water, and I was like, we're going the wrong direction.
You can't vacuum water.
Hey, but that's how you play.
Sound it out.
90.9 KLRC. The positive difference.
Helping Northwest Arkansas stay positive.
I love listening to KLRC. It's positive, uplifting, really great radio station.